To find a comprehensive list of nationwide drinking water violations, you don't have to go digging through dusty archives. The list dating back to 1993 is available online.
Yeah, so SIDWIS, which is sometimes colloquially called, is a safe drinking water information systems, and it's publicly available through the Environmental Protection Agency, or EPA.
Dr. Nicole Jones is an assistant professor at the University of Florida. She uses the SIDWIS database to study how county-level drinking water violations interact with socio-demographic factors like age and race. The database, she says, can also search violations at the city and state level.
So you can look up the one here in Logan or wherever I'm from in Gainesville and actually see as to whether they had any type of drinking violation, whether it's health-based, as well as other factors.
Other violations include monitoring and reporting. These differ from health-based violations like coliform bacteria, which Joan sees at a higher rate.
So typically coliform, which is just bacteria in water, is harmless. However, some coliforms, such as E. coli, if there are large quantities of it in your drinking water, it can cause gastrointestinal issues.
While drinking water is generally safe unless an alert has been issued, preliminary findings from the study suggest smaller communities, like rural areas, as well as minority communities, have higher counts of drinking water violations. For this, Jones suggests staying informed and aware of developments in your region. With Utah Public Radio, I'm Rihanna Gale.